Mem Aleph. So we got a few lines down in Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph. The Gemara had been discussing the din of Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Shalo, and not to ask for something that isn't his. You can't do such a thing. So Gemara says four lines down now. Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph. Tashma. Beis Ochsin Besakin. Two people are holding on to a knife. Veshochtin, and they shechted together. Echad L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu. One of them is having mind one of the psulim that we had mentioned yesterday. L'Shem Yamim Naharos, whatever it might be. And the Echel Hashem Davar Kasher, and the other person has the proper mindset. So the halach is Shechitasa Psula, it's possible. So the question becomes, how is that possible? Seemingly the person who has the Psul Machshava is not one of the owners. Ain Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo. So how is it going to be a possible Shechita? And the Gemara answers, Hacha B'maya Skin, and the case here is the Islay Shutvis Begava, with the certain Chelik, where he actually is a partner, where two partners are holding on to the knife together, and since they each have a Chelik, if one of them has a Psul Machshava, he does have the ability to Aser, because it is Davar Shelo, it is considered his. Gemara then says, Tashma Hametame V'Amedameya V'Aben Asich B'Shogeg Pater B'Mezit Chayv. So what are these cases? Let's say a person goes ahead and takes someone's chuma and he's metame the chuma. He's a tame mace, he's metame it. Or let's say medameya, he switches, he mixes together chuma and chulin together. Or he's menasech, or he takes the guy's wine and he pours it for Avodah Zarah. The law is, if it was done B'Shogeg, he's pater from paying anything. But he did it on purpose, he did it B'Mezit, he's Chayv. But the question becomes again, how is he able to do this if someone else's food? It's not his property. Ain adam oser davar sheino shelo. So Gemara answers, Hacha nami de islay shutzvis begava. The situation where the individual who's being metame, medameo, menasech, it's where he actually has a certain chelik and he owns it, and it's considered shelo, and for that reason he's able to aser. And the Gemara says, in fact, it's really a tanai.
But tuma is definitely you can do the varshem shabbat. I mean, if it's machshava, one thing, but
no, menasech, menademe, all these things.
Menasech, medameh, yeah, but
no, but those are also ma'isa. There's no difference. They're all ma'isim. All these dinim. So the halach is that you're not able to do it. You can't. It won't take effect.
Or if you come and you touch somebody else's fruit, for sure it becomes tuma.
The Gemara says no.
No, I think it's going on menasech. I doubt it. I mean, we're always talking about that. In general, you talk about somebody else making. No.
Let's see. So the Gemara says that the Rashi explains is referring to here the requirement of paying it or not, whether you're chayav to pay or not. So what Ricky's suggesting is that even though you might be pater from paying, the case of metame and medameya, it still might take effect as well, because tumah has to do with just the metzias of being tumah, of contracting tumah, but not necessarily about whether it's something us or not. I'm just looking at Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention this at all. Oh, that's exactly what Ricky said. Okay. So by tumah and metame and benabea, so that's going to take effect either way, regardless. Even if it's not yours, someone's metame, the question becomes here whether he's responsible to pay for it or not. But the reason why the relevance of this brisa here is in terms of menasech, will that person have the ability to be menasech, to answer someone else's wine? And that the Gemara says he only has that ability if he actually has a chelik, if he has some level of shutvis in that yain. But if he has no shutvis in that yain, so then the yain certainly cannot be usher. So the Gemara says the truth.
Say shutvis, so maybe 50-50?
Like no, any. I would imagine any amount, though. The Gemara then says, Ketanai, Juli Machlokas Tanaim, says the Gemara, that Ovid Kochavim Shenisech Yeino She Yisrael Shelo Befnei Avodas Kochavim Asru, that the Tanakhama holds if a guy takes someone else's wine, a Jewish owned wine, and he pours it not in front of a Avodah Zarah, the lach is it's still going to be Asr. He has the ability to ask for something that's Eino Shelo. Comes along with Yehuda Ben Beseira, Omer, he says, Asru, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, Matirin also, he actually says it's still permitted. Mipnei Shnei Dvarim, he says, based on two reasons, the Goy cannot Asr a Jewish-owned wine. What's the reason? Echad She'ei Menaschin Yain El Bifnei Avodas Kochav. Number one, it has to be in front of an Avodah Zarah. The Tanakhama was talking about a case, Shelo Bifnei Avodas Kochav. So that's one reason. And number two is Echad She'yachal Omar, Lo, you could say to him, Lo Kohei Menach Tishitaser Yeini Laonsi. You have no right to aser my food. You don't own it. In other words, The second opinion, Rabbi Huda ben Baba holds that ain adam oser davar she'ena shelo, while the Tanakhama, while Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, he holds that person is oser adam oser davar she'ena shelo. So that's a machlokas tanaim here. Okay, there's a machlokas Hashem, how to understand this machlokas tanaim. I'll share with you the Ramban. Ramban holds that this debate here is only if they didn't touch the wine. If they touch the wine, if the guy touched the wine, everybody agrees the wine will certainly be aser. That's a gzeiras chachamim. That's not about asering something. It's not me asering it. Chachamim create a gzeira. If a guy touches your wine, that's aser across the board. The debate here is if they did a maisa nisach without touching the wine, that's where the debate between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Vaiter. Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, Amri, all of them say, Afilu man damar adam oser davar she'ena shelo. Even if you hold, actually, you do have the ability to ask for something that is not yours, hani mile kusi, it's only a kusi has such a right. Aval Yisrael, if a Yisrael were to go ahead and do this, it's letzure kamechavin. If a frum guy were to take your wine and try to move it and do nisach hayayin for in front of Avodah Zarah, so he's not doing this lechavin to really ask it. He's just trying to play games with you. So that's litzuri ba'alma, and that won't take effect. But the kusi, we trust that kusi is doing this really l'shem of Avodah Zarah, he would have the ability to ask it. But again, this is only, according to Man D'Amar, this is only in the world of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, who holds that a person can ask davar she'eno shelo. Marnell says, brings from our Misha yesterday. The Misha had said, Toshma, Shnai mochsin besakin, two people are holding onto a knife, v'shochtin, and they're shechting it together. Echa l'shem echa mikol elu, one of them having in mind the one of the things that are possible. V'echa l'shem davar kasher. The Misha said, shchitasa psula. How is this the case? How does that work? So the Gemara gives a different answer than we said above. The Gemara had asked this question right above when we started the daf. The Gemara says, not because he has shutvis, we now have a new answer actually. Yisrael Mumar, though you can't say anymore that he's coming Litzari Ba'alma, he's coming along to, he does have the ability to answer it. It's going according to that last Man D'Amar, that meaning according to Man D'Amar that said, that Rav Yitzhak, Afil Man D'Amar, Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalau, you have the ability. So the case here, who's the person who's shechting the two people holding the knife and who has the psul machshava? It's talking about a Yisrael who in fact is a mumar. Look at Rashi writes, if like seven lines down or six line wide lines down in Rashi. Rashi says, "Be Yisrael mumar." You could have also answered like we said above. It's talking about a Yisrael who has a chelik in it. But now we're saying you could give a different answer. Even if Yisrael doesn't have a chelik b'shutvis, if he has the ability, if he's a Yisrael mumar, he's like a kusi, then he would have the ability to answer it as well. Fine. The Gemara now brings another raya. Tashma hametame v'hametamei v'menaseich b'shogeg pater b'mezit chayiv. So here as well, what's the explanation? How does the ability, person have the ability to ask for something that's not his? So the Gemara says, we could have answered he has shutvis, but the Gemara says, no, it's even if there is no shutvis, hachanami bi Yisrael mumar. He's like a kusi, whereby he has the ability to ask for someone else's food. So Amar lei Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, the Rav Ashi. So hisru bo v'kibo lav hasra mai. So let's say the guy's about to do a nisach hayayin, and someone comes along and says, don't do that, it's you shouldn't shecht, you shouldn't do anything for Avodah Zarah, and the guy's makabo dasra, and he goes ahead, and now he shechts the Avodah Zarah, does he become a mumra at that same moment and have the ability to ask for someone else's behemoth? Just look at Rashi. Rashi says it's around halfway down the wide lines, hisru bo, b'yisrael shelo yishchat la'avodas kochavim, b'shachat, they say, don't shecht Avodah Zarah. He hear the Asra, he said, I'm listening to it, I'm doing it in the Maisha Shechita anyways. But called him Achein lo haya b'cheskas mumar. This guy was afraid from person. But suddenly, this Maisha Shechita, he did it in the face of a Hasra. Does he become a mumar now, and does he answer someone else's behema? So the Gemara answers, Amar lei, hitir atzmo lemisa kamrus, ein lecha mumar gad mizeh. What do you mean? He was told that if you do this Avodah Zarah, you're going to be Chai Misa for shechting a behemoth for Avodah Zarah. There's no greater admission to being a mumar than this, and in which case, certainly, it would be considered a mumar and can aser someone else's animal. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph. Mas Nisan, Ein Shochtin, Lolotoch Yamim, Lolotoch Naros, Lolotoch Kalim. So we're not doing l'shem anymore. We're doing actually physically. You're shachting it inside the water, inside the rivers, inside kelim. One is not allowed to do this. What's the reason? So Rashi tells us what the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Beis. Rashi tells us in the Mishnah that toch yamim delo limre l'sara d'yama kashachim. It appears as if you're shachting to the sar, the malach, the ministering angel of the water of the river. One should not. You can't do that. Look at the next Rashi. Why not l'toch kelim? Lo l'toch kelim, says Rashi, shelo yomru mekabel dam lavodos kochavim hu. It seems as if you're catching the blood to ultimately use it to sprinkle, to throw in front of the avodah zarah. So two different reasons why you can't shecht into the water and why you can't shecht into kelim. Aval, says the Mishnah, aval shochet hu l'toch uga shemayim. What you can do is you can shecht inside an uga of water. What's an uga shemayim? Rashi refers to a little hole, if you the Gemara's Baba Moed Katan, rather. They talk about what can be done during Shemitah, what can be done during Chol HaMoed. So around like the trees, they would build a little ditch. And that ditch, they'd put some water in it to help water the tree. So that Uga Shemayim, that's not considered a body of water, or a river, or a sea, or a lake. That would actually be permitted. That no one gets the impression as if you're the sar of the Uga Shemayim. And that's allowed. So then the Mishnah says, Ubisvin, let's say you're in a boat. What should you do in a boat? The besvino, because you can't shecht into the water, because now it's like you're shechting to the water, the sar shemayim. And you don't want to shecht it onto your boat either. That's going to make a big mess now. So what are you supposed to do if you have to shecht the animal on the boat? So the Mishnah says, besvino al gabe kelim. You could shecht on a boat on top of the kelim. On top of kelim, Rashi explains, ubesvino, four lines up, yachol lishchot al gabe kelim. You could shecht on top of the kelim. V'adam shoseis latoch hayam. It ricochets off the kelim into the water. It's not directly in the water, but it's ricocheting into the water. Shlo lelachlich et hasvina. In order to avoid dirtying your boat, v'lo mechse kishoche latoch hayam. It doesn't give the appearance as if you're shechting directly into the water. That's permitted. But there's another problem here. Didn't we say above you can't shecht into kelim? So granted you're not shechting directly into the water, but you're shechting into kelim, which is on the boat itself. So the Rashba explains is talking about where you're shechting on kelim that are upside down. And even though upside down there might be some type of cavity on the backside of the kelim, it's not big enough. No one really thinks you're catching the blood in the backside of the kelim. It doesn't appear as if you're trying to catch the blood to shech to bring for other avodah zarah purposes.
Okay.
No one's going to catch blood for avodah zarah in a dirty keli. Okay, put some waste in it, and that garbage, that would work as well. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, continuing. Last three lines of the Amud here, Ein shochtin leguma kol ikar. You can never shecht it into any type of a hole. Okay, so what's wrong with that? So look at Tosas. Tosas explains, Ein shochtin letocha guma. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hainu Guma Nikir, referring to a clean hole. Why? The Nir Kimakabal Dam Lavodos Chacham. This also appears like when you catch blood in a kli, when you catch blood in a guma into a hole, a clean hole. So that would also give that impression of catching it for the purposes of avodah zarah. This, I guess, where you got that from. But if it was dirty, so Rabbeinu Tam says you would be allowed to catch it because no one catches blood for avodah zarah in a dirty guma, in a dirty keli. So then the Mishnah says again, Ein shochtin al leguma kol ikar. You can never ever shecht into a guma, into a hole. Aval, osa guma betoch besa b'shvil sheichanes adam letocha. But you can make a hole inside the house in order to gather the blood. The Gemara is going to ask, we just said don't make it kol ikar. Now, but you could do it in this case. Well, Gemara will address that. U'b'shuk lo yasa kein. A person should never do this in the shuk. We'll look at Tosin in just a second. We'll turn back. U'b'shuk lo yasa kein. A person should never do this in the marketplace. Why? Shelo yechka es tzedukim. This is apparently what the tzedukim would do, and by doing this in the marketplace, it would be strengthening their chukoseim. Rashi says their rules, and we don't want to strengthen that. Therefore, don't do it in the shuk, even if you want to try to catch the blood to keep it clean. So take a look at Tosas on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Tosas addresses the question of Maris Ayin. He says, U'b'shuk lo yasa kein, afagav dem arav, even the rav holding Mar Shabbos and Beitz and many other places, so once we establish you can't make a guma in the shuk, so you shouldn't be able to make the guma in your house either, Because a kol mashe asher chachamim b'nei maris ayin afil b'chadei chadarim zasser. I shouldn't be able to do it even in my home, even though people can't see it. That's the din of maris ayin. The way it's understood is, according to the Ran in Beitza, he says, because when they create an iser maris ayin, it becomes like a davar iser. No matter where I am, if I can't eat treif in the public, I can't eat treif in my private home. So too, once they said you can't do maris ayin, that becomes a maisa iser. No matter where I do it, doesn't make a difference afilu b'chadei chadarim. So how come it's permitted to make a guma in the bias? So he enters a hainu kmo shotchan bechama. That's only if you're trying to spread out your clothing to dry it in the sun on Shabbos. You can't dry things on Shabbos. Aval lo keneged am. You can't do this in front of other people because shim hayro noso also came betina hayasham chashad kmo b'shuk. I mean, if they see me, let's say I have dry clothing. I just put out in the sun, not to dry it, but I just leave it there for whatever reason. So people are going to say, oh, I probably wash clothing on Shabbos, and then that's why I'm spreading it out now. If I do it bitsina, no one knows what I'm doing, so that would seemingly be allowed. Chacham say no. Because a guy walks into my house and sees that my clothing's right in front of the sunlight, and they say, oh, the guy did laundry on Shabbos, because a person catches me, no matter whether it's Bashuk or bitsina, he'll think what I'm doing is usher. When it comes to this case, however, about Khan, the guy sees me making a guma in my house, Khan haroa shosa bibeso, if I make a hole in my house, omer lenake chaser huoso. A person doesn't think I'm catching blood for Avodah Zarah. Everybody knows I've got a sewage system in my house, and it's clear, therefore, I'm having the hole just to clean the blood out, not to catch the blood to use for Avodah Zarah. In other words, it's only aser a maris ayin b'chadei chadarim if I'm caught doing it, it looks like I'm doing a davar iser. If I'm caught doing it, it looks like something mutter, that would be a situation where maris ayin would be permitted in chadei chadarim. The Gemara now says, top line of Amud Beis here. Ein shochting lo latoch v'chulei. We quoted from the Mishnah. Ma'ishna latoch yamim delo. What's wrong with shechting into the water? The amri l'sari d'yama kashachet. A person's going to say, I'm shechting to the sar of the water. So Gemara says along the same lines. Then latoch uga shemaim nami amri libavoa kashachet. If I'm shechting into a little channel of water around my tree, people might say I'm shechting to my image, to my reflection in the water. So the Gemara says, Amarava ba'achurim shani. Talking about dirty water where you can't see my reflection. If it's very clean, pristine water where you could see my reflection, that would taka be aser to shecht in such waters. But if it's muddy, dirty water, then that's the case where it's permitted. As opposed to if it's muddy seawater, a muddy ocean, even though I can't see my reflection, that would still be aser because that's about who's the sar of the water. But if it comes to a small little channel of water, then it's only depending if whether it's clear or not clear would be allowing it or not. Gemara now says five lines down. Ein shochtin leguma. You can't shecht into a whole kol ikker. But then the Gemara says v'hamris ein shochtin leguma klal. We first said in the Mishnah you can never shecht into a guma. But then the Mishnah made it about face. But in your house you could shecht it. So it's a stira. So Amar Bai says no. Reisha beguma shebashuk. The Reisha says it's referring to the shuk. That when does it say ein shochtin leguma kol ikker? That's referring to you can't shecht in the marketplace ever. But if you're doing bebeso, then it's permitted. Amr Le Rava, Rava says that doesn't make any sense. Because Hamid de Katani Sefer, the Sefer itself was explicit that Ubashuk lo yasek kain. You can't make a hole to shecht into a guma in the shuk. Mechlal de Reisha la Bashuk askinon. That implies that the Reisha, when we said Ein Shochtin and Kolikr, that's not referring to the shuk. So what does it mean, according to Rava, Ein Shochtin Beguma Kolikr? So Rava therefore says it means as follows. El Amr Rava, Rava says Hachi Kamar. Ein shochtin leguma kol ikar. You can never shecht into a hole. But I wrote to lenaker chatzero. A person wants to go clean out his chatzer. Kay said, "Who? Oh, so what should you do? Ose makom chutz leguma. You should make a place outside the hole. V'shochet and you shecht. A few inches away from the hole. V'dam shows his v'yored leguma. And then eventually you have a little tiny slope. And eventually the blood's going to drip down into the hole. But you shouldn't shecht it directly into the hole, shecht it adjacent to the hole and allowing it eventually to again trickle into the guma. But when it comes to a shuk, however, lo yasekein, you should not even do that. You shouldn't even shecht near a hole. Why? Because shelo yeches hatzadukim, you don't want to strengthen their actions, and therefore you avoid shechting anywhere in the vicinity of a guma in the shuk. Tani Kavasi the Rabbah, there's a brayse that supports exactly what Rava suggested, our Mishnah meant. Haya mahalich b'sfina, a person's walking on a boat. Ve'en lo makam b'sfina, l'shchot, he has no place to shecht on the boat. Motzi yado chutz l'sfina, he should extend his hand over the side of the boat, v'shochet, he should shech there. V'dam shows his v'yorid al dofni asfina, it should trickle down onto the wall. Don't shech it over the water, but do it in such a place where it's right above the wall of the boat, so when you shech it, the blood just pours down onto the wall, but eventually drips into the water. Then the Mishnah said, the Brisa goes on to say, v'ein shochet laguma kol ikar, and you should never shecht directly into a hole. However, I wrote to Lenake Chater, a person wants to keep his field clean, his courtyard clean. How should he shecht an animal out there? Ketet hu osa, he should osa makum chutz lagoma, make it place near, adjacent to the hole, v'shochet, and there he should shecht it. V'dam shosis v'yori laguma, from there the blood's going to drip into the hole. U'b'shuk lo yasa kein, when it's shuk, a person should never do it anywhere near the hole, because b'shum shenemar b'chuk osem lo seleich, who don't fall in their ways. Now, even though the Mishnah said we're talking about tzedukim, here the Brice is referring to goyim. It could be we're classifying them in the same way, but still the same concept exists, not to shecht it near a guma b'shuk. V'masa kein, one who does such a shechita outside next to a hole, tzarech b'dik achar. We have to inspect him. We're suspect. Maybe he's not a yid or a frum yid. He's perhaps a tzeduki or a goy. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us as follows. Hashochet l'shem ola l'shem zvachim. Person shechts an animal outside the Beis Hamikdash. He's in his courtyard. He shechts the animal l'shem ola l'shem zvachim l'shem ashim talay l'shem pesach l'shem toda. All these options, all these types of karbanos, the halacha is shchitasa psulo. It's possible. Why is it possible? If you look at Rashi all the way towards the top of the narrow lines, it's around six narrow lines down Masnisen. Hashochet chutz bechutz chulin bechutz. You're shechting a chulin animal outside. That's allowed. But if you say you're doing l'shem ola, what's the problem? The chayven deba b'neder b'nedava. Since an ola is something that I could take, I could voluntarily create an ola on my own. I could say I want to bring a neder nedava. That's an ola. So haroa, one who sees me doing this, I'm shechting this cow l'shem ola. The guy is going to see me doing this and saying this, and he's going to say Omer ach shefu makdish. Now he just sanctified the animal. He made it to an ola. V'shochta la'ola v'kachim bechutz. Mutar, and he's going to think, oh, you're allowed to shech things outside, and it's mutar to do shchitas chula, shchitas kachim b'chutz, and of course that's aser. And therefore the Gemara says, v'gazer rabbanan aleh pasam, meaning the guy didn't really make a hektish. He wasn't really makdish, but he said, l'shem ola. That doesn't create a kedusha, really. He didn't say the proper thing. And therefore, only because of Maris Ayin did Chacham aser saying, l'shem ola, l'shem zvachim, l'shem ashim talah. However, the Mishnah does say, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon permits one to do this. You are allowed to shech the chulin animal to say l'shem ola. Why? Rashi says, because lo chayish l'maris ha'ayin. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to the concept of the maris ha'ayin. It seems from Rashi rejects this entire concept, which is a strange thing to say. We have this all of a shas, maris ha'ayin, but he doesn't hold to such a thing. Tosus contends with this. Tosus doesn't think that's true. Of course he holds the maris ha'ayin. Tosus thinks Rabbi Shimon thinks it's permitted because Rabbi Shimon has a shita throughout Shas that kol shalon isnadev keder hamisnadevin doesn't work. He didn't say it properly. Of course there's a problem with maris ha'ayin, but he thinks there's a different problem here. It just doesn't get off the ground either. A person who sees the guy say l'shem ola, everybody knows it doesn't work. That's not the right thing to say. It's not even maris ha'ayin. It's shalon isnadev keder hamisnadevin, and for that reason one may shecht it l'shem ola. So the Mishnah now says, Shnaim ochsin besakin, two guys are holding on to a knife. The shochtin, and they're both shechting together. Echel l'shem echem mikol elu. One of them has a mind, l'shem ola, l'shem shlamim, what we're talking about right here. V'yechel, the other guy, l'shem davar kasher, the other guy has the proper kavana, just l'shem chulun. The lach is, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, shchitasa psula. It's a incorrect, it's a, the shchita is disqualified. Let's say a person does hashochet l'shem chatas, l'shem asham, vadai, l'shem bechor, l'shem meiser, l'shem tmura. All these are actually shkitasa kshera. They're all acceptable. So take a look at Rashi, just explaining at least the l'shem bechor, l'shem meiser. Rashi says, miyada yada, everyone knows the sheker, it's false. The guy's making up a story by calling this animal bechor, this animal meiser. Because the bechor meiser, miyada yada, mekami hach, everyone would have known that this animal would have been a bechor, or this animal would have been a meiser behema. Dila, he shaita, la b'nei efushe ninu, dine mahasha kimekadishlu. You can't just make an animal into a bechor. Has to be born firstborn. You can't just make an animal into Maisa Behem. It has to be counted as a tenth animal. So everybody knows these are not real, and therefore there's no chashash. The guy's just playing games here. That's why the last series of karbanos are actually going to be, the shechita will be acceptable. There's no chashash in Maris Ayin. And so the Mishnah says, this is the klal to know when it works and when it doesn't work, is that klal. Kol davar shenidev v'nidev, anything that's able to be voluntary, to be dedicated like an ola, so that would hashochet l'shmo aser. A guy can say, oh, he just made Ola now, he just made a Pesach now, so therefore it's going to be Aser. There's a chashash that really he was Makdisha now. But she'enu nida v'nida, something that cannot be dedicated, either is or it isn't, and not because of what you've done, because of what is objectively done, so then everyone knows that you can't make your own b'chor, you can't make your own ma'aseh behema. That, we would say, ha'shochet lishmo, is kasher. You shecht l'shem b'chor, no one thinks you're making into a b'chor now, and therefore the shechita would be acceptable. That's the klal. So Gemara says, ha'shochet l'shem ola, you shecht the chulun animal l'shem ola, the Mishnah said, that shechita says psula. So Asham Tolei bar nida v'nida v'hu. So how could you put the list Asham Tolei? Asham Tolei is only if I had was a suffix where I ate shumon or chaylev, a suffix where I did an iser the rice of karis. But I can't just be minadev and Asham Tolei. So how come Asham Tolei is on the list where we say it is a shechita as a psula? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, who authored the Mishnah here? Hamani it's Rabbi Elazar. He Damar misnadev adam Asham Tolei b'chol yom. He actually held that person is able to dedicate if he wants an Asham Tolei every single day, because he holds that there can't be a day that goes by without us having some level of suffix. We all do something wrong, and sometimes things that are not are suffix, whether we did it wrong, and therefore it's always one has the ability to always to be minadev an Asham Tolei. And that's why the Mishnah says that shchitasa would be psula. Whereas what about Pesach? Pesach bar nida v'nidevu. You could make a Pesach. Pesach is mana kavile. This is a set day. This is man kavua. I can't make a Karm Pesach on Aleph Shvat. This is not shark to bring a Karm Pesach today. So I'm Rav Shaya, shiny Pesach. Hov afrashaso kol ashana kula. We know that Pesach separated on any day of the year turns into what? It's a shlomim. So you do, in fact, have the ability to separate a Karim Pesach. Granted, it won't be an actual Karim Pesach. It will be a shlomim, but you do have the ability to be minadev such a karbim.
So,
you can do that also, correct. That's true as well. As long as it doesn't go over a year old, Karim Pesach has to be a year old, you can, in fact, be makdish it today on Alf Shrat and wait a few months for it to be ready as well. I think Rashi says that, right? Yeah. See, then Rashi says that case. So then the Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yanai, lo shanu." This is only true. Ela tamimim. This is all true of tamimim. Aval bali mumim miyad yad. Everyone knows. If I have an animal missing a leg, no one thinks I'm being makdish that animal right now. So I would be able to say this. I'm shechting this cow. L'shem Ola. L'shem Pesach. That all would actually work to do such a thing. But if it's a only again the Yisra only applies to Tmimim but not by Balamumim. So then the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Balamumim and Nami, even if Balamum, if a person said I'm shechting the Balamum, L'shem Ola, L'shem Pesach, it actually would work. How could it be? The guy, the animal's a Balamum. So Gemara explains Zimnin Deramile, sometimes Deramile Mide Amuma V'lo Yadia. Sometimes there's something covering up the mum where you can't notice it. So the guy sees me shechting the animal l'shem ola, he doesn't notice he's missing a leg, let's say. I don't know, I have a long, I dress my animal up, I have like a pants on. I can't see he's missing a leg, so since it's not always noticeable, it's also even to makdish, rather to shecht a chulun animal, that's a balmum. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, shochet l'shem chatas. You shecht an animal l'shem chatas, the Gemara had said the shechitas k'shera, because I can't be menadev echatas. If I did a chatas, fine. But if I didn't do a chatas, so then I can't make a neder and a chatas. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu elo sheinu mechuyiv chatas. The only truth, I'm not chayv chatas. Aval, if everyone knows I'm a chayv chatas, that I violated something on Shabbos, b'shogeg, and everybody knows I'm chayv chatas, so then we should say, ema, l'shem chatasa hu oseh, v'halo kamar. So, sorry, backtrack. If I'm mechuyiv chatas, the halach would be, ema l'shem chatasa hu oseh, I'm doing l'shem chatas. The Gemara says, no, but halo kamar l'shem chatasi. The Gemara says, only it works if I say l'shem chatasi. If I'm saying l'shem chatas, that actually won't be a good carbon. So how can we say, if I'm chay v'chatas, I cannot shech that animal b'chutz, because it looks like shechting a chatas, but I didn't say l'shem chatasi. No one's going to think that. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Abahu, v'omer l'shem chatasi. In other words, if I am, oh, everyone knows I owe a chatas. Everyone knows I carried on Shabbos b'shogeg. I didn't know it was Shabbos today. I carried outside. There's no Eiriv. I'm chay v'chatas. And now I go ahead and take a cow and I say l'shem chatasi. And I shecht it. It wasn't a real chatas. It was a chulun. But I said l'shem chatasi. That shechita would be psul because everybody knows I'm chay v'chatas. And I said l'shem chatasi. Therefore, that would be an example where even a shechita l'shem chatas would be psul as well. Along the same lines, the Gemara says, L'shem Timura. If I shechta chulun animal L'shem Timura, the Mishnah said that shechita is acceptable. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo shanu elo she'ein lo zevach v'soch beso. It's only true if I have no animal that's a carbon in my house, because Timura doesn't work. You can't even have such a possibility unless I've got a zevach to start off. About yeshel zevach v'soch beso. If I have a zevach in my house, then I say, this animal is l'shem Timura, so ema amure bey, and then the Timura will be effective in theory. And when I say l'shem Timura, even though it's not going to be Timura, but since I'm saying it, that should be enough of a concern that person thinks I'm shechting a Timura and making it Timura b'chutz. And Gemara said, but how does that work? V'halo kamar l'shem Timura zivchi. I didn't say that this chulun animal should be a Timura for my zevach, my zivchi, and my bias. So Gemara says, Amri Rabbi Bo, no, it's a case b'omer l'shem Timuras zivchi, where I'm shechting the chulun and I'm saying, let this be a Timura for my zivchi. So again, the Mishnah says, if I say a chulun animal l'shem Timura, it's not a problem. I can't make Timuras just in a vacuum. But the Gemara is saying, if I do have a zevach in my house, and I say I'm shechting this chulun, l'shem Timuras zivchi, that would be a case where even l'shem Timura would be pasul as well. The Gemara finishes off Zeh Klal as follows. The Mishnah had said Zeh Klal, if I'm doing something, if I'm shechting a chulun animal, l'shem something that's a nidar or nidev, that shechita would be pasul. So l'suye, my what is coming to include that wasn't already mentioned. Gemara says l'suye, olas nazir, so that olas nazir. What's the case? Because the same. What would I think? Halal nether. No one. I didn't take a nether. So therefore, since I didn't take a nether, no one knows I'm in a nazir. So if I'm bringing an olas nazir, it should be fine. It should be. No one thinks I'm making a nazirus now. And the Gemara says, no, ema nadir b'tzinah. It's possible I took my nazirus nether inside in the privacy of my own home. Nobody knows about it. So therefore, if I go ahead and shech l'shem olas nazir, even though that guy didn't know, he could still think I made a nazirus by myself b'tzinah. And therefore, he would think I'm making a kedusha, I'm being makdish something b'chutz. And for that reason, shechitas l'shem olas nazir would be possible. So then the Gemara says, Sheina nidev v'nidev, lasuye. What's that coming to include? When the Zeh Klal says, anything that is not able to be dedicated, that shechita would actually be acceptable. What's that coming to include that was not already mentioned? Lasuye olas yoledes. So yoledes, you can't make a neder or nedav on yoledes. That certainly doesn't work. If she has a child, she brings a carbon yoledes, and if she doesn't have a child, she doesn't bring one. So that too, if you shech l'shem yoledes, that shechita is acceptable. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo shanu elo she'ein lo ish. It's only true if the guy's not married. Aval Yeshal Ishiv, the guy's married, so then Eimel Lashmahu, so maybe he's doing Lashem, his wife and a baby. So Gemara says, V'holo Karma Lashem Olas Ishi, he doesn't say, I'm Shechting Lashem Ishi, just saying Lashem Yoledes. The men don't bring Yoledes, but he says Lashem Ishi, so then that's a Chashash. So Amar Rabbi Yabo, yeah, that's what he said. But Omer L'shem Olas Ishi, the guy has married, and he brings a carbon b'chutz, and he says L'shem Ishi, L'shem Olas Ishi, that would be an example of Shechita that would be possible. Pshita, of course. Why would we think otherwise? The guy's married. The guy says l'shem ishi. So vada, that's going to be a impression. The guy's shechting an animal b'chutz, and of course, it's going to be shechita sapsula. Gemara says no. There's a havi in mal desema im isa diyalda kala havalei. And had this guy's wife had a child, everybody would have known about it. And since we didn't hear that the family had a child, so certainly he's not shechting l'shem ishi. There's no yoledes to speak of. So vada, it's not going to be pasul. Gemara says no. Kamash milan. It's possible his wife had a stillborn, and that requires a yoledes, carbon yoledes as well. And therefore, even though initially the Gemara had said, one who brings a carbon yoledes outside, you can't make a nether, nedav, or a yoledes, in which case the shechita would be acceptable, but if the guy's married, and the guy has, he says, l'shem ishi, even though we don't know of a child being born, there's a possibility that there's a nephil, and therefore the shechita would be pasul, hajin lach, hashochet, again, kol, they should pick up el chevos, be'ez Hashem tomorrow.